time for Douglas County Real Estate Update, presented by Oregon Life Homes on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
Every Friday we go in depth in the world of real estate, both on a bigger scale but also locally. Talk about things happening. Shane Master, Oregon Life Homes, on a vacation. Aaron Cherry, one of the brokers in. Aaron, thanks for coming in.
Absolutely, Cal. Great to be here.
So what's some of the information you ought to want to share with folks this morning?
Well, we've got actually quite a bit to cover, so I just wanted to go rapid fire here and kind of cover some of the bases of what's happened, especially this last week.
Perfect.
So we talked about, especially with Shane this last week, he's my colleague, and he and I talk about these things a lot, not only just to keep ourselves informed, but so that we can share them with clients, and everybody has an idea of what's kind of happening on a national, state, and local level. Okay, so the Federal Reserve has been hiking the federal funds rate for well over a year now. Okay, and they paused hiking the rate this in the May meeting, and they paused it because they are looking for indicators in the economy that inflation is cooling down and that their tightening monetary policy is taking effect and helping things to cool down overall, including with the housing market. But what they're looking at now is that there's a lot of the experts that are predicting that the Fed is going to raise the rate again by about a quarter point, okay? And so that's already been priced into the mortgage interest rates, and it's likely that mortgage rates are probably going to be in the ballpark of 6.5% to 7.5% for the foreseeable future. That's just update kind of on the Fed and what they're doing, and that trickles down to some other reports that come out from the economy on a large scale. That includes like the jobs report. Okay, the jobs report came out this last Friday. That was July 7th, and nationally speaking, the U.S. economy added about 209 jobs, which was less than the projected about 240. And what that's showing is that the economy from a job perspective is starting to cool down, okay? And that's an indication that they want to see. That's part of their fight against, again, inflation. Inflation report came out yesterday. We're down to about 3% now, which is down from a year ago, July, it was at 9%, which is just pretty incredible. And so the Fed's trying to fight that, bring it down to their target range around 2%. And their tightening monetary policy, it seems to be working. It's really making things kind of cool down. And that does have an effect overall on just the values of homes here locally, as well as just overall picture of the market nationally.
And with the rates up there, that impacts the price point that somebody's, you know, going to be able to afford.
Absolutely. In fact, one of the things I want to talk to about this morning, Kyle, was a indication of affordability. Okay, there's a metric that we actually can use. It's called the Housing Affordability Index, and this is something produced by the National Association of Realtors. It's used on a national basis, but also I created my own formula copying their process to create a affordability index for our local market here in Douglas County. So we can kind of see, okay, what's the national picture? What's our local picture though here, okay? And I want to explain this to you, Cal, so if you can wrap your head around this. The scale is from, let's say, 0 to 200, okay? And the way this works is at a number of 100, that means that a typical family with the median household income can afford the median-priced home. So it's kind of like your average family, average home, okay? So when the number is at 100, the metric, that means that's pretty good. When the metric goes below 100, let's say 80, 60, 70, that means that the median household family cannot afford the median-priced home. It means that it's less affordable. And when it's over 100, it means the median household income for the typical family, they can more than afford, you know, the typically priced home. And so I wanted to do a little bit of quiz here with you, Kyle. Do you know what the median household income for Douglas County is?
Household income, I'm thinking it's right around, because sometimes they put it out as individual and then sometimes it's family.
Yeah, household income is including family. So
right.
Above 16 years old.
I would say somewhere in the $40,000 to $50,000 range.
You're pretty close. It's about $53,000 a year, okay? So using that, $53,000 a year, which is your typical Douglas County family, what they're earning as a household, okay? Our household affordability index number right now, remember, 100 means that they can afford the median-priced home. Can you guess what our number is right now? I'll give you a hint. It's below 100.
I would say probably 88.
We're at 58.
Oh, my.
So what that means is that the median-priced home in Douglas County, which right now for June, it was $350,000. That means that the median-priced home is pretty not affordable for the median household income for Douglas County. And so that presents some issues when we talk, you know, we sit down, we talk with clients, especially people who are wanting to buy a home. And if they don't have a home already that they can take equity from, and or they don't have a large down payment saved, they have to kind of think about what are their options to combat that affordability problem, right? And it's not only just prices, which people thought high prices in the last 3 years were expensive and not affordable. Boy, it got really not affordable when interest rates skyrocketed like they did.
Right. Yeah, that makes a big difference. Somebody that was looking at maybe a $300,000 house at a certain monthly payment amount, but when the interest rate goes up as much as it has, suddenly they're back down to 260 or something.
Or even lower, yeah, closer to 200, depending on the interest rate, property taxes, and all that good stuff. So what I wanted to talk about real quick this morning was like a quick buyer tip. When a buyer is looking to buy a home here in Douglas County, and we're looking at this, the data, the statistics, and you feel like you're kind of at a disadvantage, okay? There are ways that you can combat that and think creatively to compensate for that expensive factor. And one of the things I encourage people to do is consider buying a small multifamily, like a duplex or a triplex. Consider buying a property that has some kind of income potential, which will offset that higher interest rate, higher mortgage payment, because that will effectively, let's say you buy a $350,000 duplex, you've got $800, maybe $1,100 coming in from the other side. It's really like you buying a $200,000 or $225,000 property. And that is just one of many, many ways that you can offset the cost of higher interest rates.
And though you might not want to be in a duplex forever, that may be a good pathway into begin establishing equity in a property and then move up from there.
Yeah, absolutely. It's like a foothold to start your investment journey even. You can leave it in your pathway and go buy your next house. It doesn't have to be your forever home.
Well, and some people will do that or maybe buy a second duplex and maybe even in the same area and go that route.
Right. Start building a little portfolio. Exactly.
And, wow. There's a lot of options out there. What are you finding this summer? Because it seems like even though the rates have gone up, our lack of housing in the area has not really slowed things down very much.
No, we're in a very interesting time. Prices overall are really stable. They are not skyrocketing like they were. They are certainly not crashing. We've got this unique time where there's a lot of buyer demand. We've got low inventory, which is keeping things churning along. But because of these other factors we just talked about, interest rates and whatnot, the affordability is also a problem, so prices aren't skyrocketing. So foreseeable future for now is things are probably going to end up being more like a typical market. Pretty stable. It's going to take a little bit longer to sell your home. You're probably going to get at your list price, maybe a little bit less. It's not going to be multiple offers every single time. You know, the stories of the Californians coming in and buying everything up and shooting the price way high, that is extremely rare now. It's not happening.
Wow. So you've been doing this for a number of years, and I know everything is, you know, constantly changing. This is not a formula where you learn it, and what works in July of this year is going to be the exact same thing in 6 months. So you've really got to spend a lot of time in training, and I know that's something that you guys at Oregon Life really focus on.
Absolutely, and I can say that I've been very blessed, and I'm a product of that, actually. Shane, my colleague, he owns Oregon Life Homes. We've got 2 to 3 to 4 meetings and trainings every week for our real estate agents, because them being equipped to go out and help the clients is of the highest priority to us.
And if people want to get connected, find out more information, what's the best way to do that?
The best way to get a hold of us is our office. It's 541-391-4945, or you can look us up online at theoregonlife.com.
All right. Aaron Cherry, a broker for Oregon Life Homes, thanks for coming in this morning.
Thanks, Kyle.
It is 8:59 at the Morning Report.